Hello and welcome to this special launch episode of the podcast. Welcome to the Beyond podcast, and we are launching today our sponsor. Yes, we have a sponsor for the first time. A sponsor has agreed to sponsor us in a slightly different way to standard sponsorship. It's very exciting. So Beyond is teaming up with the Malone Society from this spring. We're really, really chuffed to be sponsored by the Malone Society, whose works keep alive the plays that we specifically at Beyond work on. The Malone Society regularly publishes volumes of early plays which otherwise might not be available, and so aligns, in media speak, with our core belief that no play should be left behind and should have an outlet from the manuscript or printed page to performance and beyond. Over the course of their generous sponsorship, we will be giving away a volume from the Malone Society every month. And this giveaway begins in the beginning of next month. You've got a month to get on board. You don't have to be a patron, by the way, to be on for this giveaway each month. All you need to do is you can either sign up for our free subscription tier on the Patreon. No money has to change hands. Or you can do an online form and just apply. But obviously, if you do join as a subscriber or on our general mailing list, then you'll be kept up to date with all the other stuff that we are doing. So every month, a random selected book from the Malone Society will be available for this giveaway. And it will be selected on the 5th of every month. On the 5th from midday, that's when I will officially close new signups. And we will give away a text, and we have a pile. We went down to collect from the Society a dozen plays so that we have one for each month for the rest of the year, for the rest of the sponsorship. So we have 12 different tomes to give away to you wonderful people out there. Listeners, regular listeners, and new people alike. Not only that, we have teamed up with the Malone Society to produce a special upcoming event. You already know the event's coming up. It's the Book of Sir Thomas More Piece by Piece event. What we hadn't told you was that this was in part chosen because of the sponsorship with the Malone Society. Now, they produced, arguably the definitive edition of the Book of Sir Thomas More. Certainly in terms of the exercise that we are doing, which is where we're going to be taking apart the original text, the manuscript, as available in W.W. Gregg's edition, which is a very difficult text to unpick. Now, there are many other perfectly wonderful editions out there which present the text in a slightly more user-friendly, if you want to actually put the play on stage kind of way, but because what we're doing is really trying to drill down into what this original manuscript of the play was like, we're not just looking at the play of Sir Thomas More, we're looking at the Book of Sir Thomas More, this theatrical document that has survived and, as I say, is presented in the Malone Society edition very, very effectively. And so for that live event on Sunday the 12th of April, for which general tickets are now available, you, as an audience member who come along, get as part of your arrival pack, which we're developing at the moment. I don't know how extensive our arrival pack is going to be, but with the ticket, you will get a copy either of The Book of Sir Thomas More from the Malone Society, or one of the Malone Society editions of The Trial of Treasure or Lusty Juventus, both of which are within the text of Sir Thomas More as elements of the play within a play that's within the play of Sir Thomas More. So on arrival, as part of your ticket, you will get a free copy of one of these Malone Society editions, as well as additional odds and ends that we are working on now. We're hoping to do a really nice presentation program to go with this event, and maybe some other things as well. We're working on that over the next couple of months. What else will you get when you come to the Book of Sir Thomas More Piece by Piece on Sunday the 12th of April 2026? Well, it's another long show. It's a deep dive into the play. in the same way as we did with a game at chess a couple of years ago, Middleton's Endgame event. So it's going to be 7 hours of us doing the play, but we're going to be doing the play in a slightly different kind of way. So we're going to start with an introduction. There'll be a good, solid introduction giving you the basis of what we know about the manuscript that's come to us, the people who worked on it or whose hands touched it over time, and a sense of how it's structured. We will then perform the entire text in all its inconsistencies so that you can hear every single element of it. Maybe not absolutely every stage direction. We are going to be reading stage directions. We don't normally do that, but for this we'll be reading the original stage directions as written. Also, the censor notes from Edmund Tilney and various other elements to just unpick scenes that begin and then don't go anywhere, scenes that are rewritten, and all of the material from the play. And we're doing that live to demonstrate the text, but also once we've got all that in the can, I can edit that together in the future on the podcast for an edited sort of presentation of the play actually as a play in a much more listenable kind of way for those who don't would just like to listen to the play of Sir Thomas More, rather than those who really want to dig into people trying to write and rewrite a play in almost real time. Once we've finished that, we will have a panel discussion. Not all of the panellists are announced yet, but our core panellists will be returning from our Middleton event. We will have Professor Tracy Hill, Dr. Will Green and Daniel Yabbott joining us in our work there, and they're the core contributors to making the event happen. There are, however, some additional panellists we hope to be able to announce very, very soon. After our first panel discussion, where we'll be discussing why the play text is as it is, we will also then go in depth into the play within a play, so within the text of Sir Thomas More. Some players turn up and they do an interlude purportedly from the period of Sir Thomas More's life. Now, they don't quite succeed. The source texts for that are three different Tudor interludes. Pretty much all of them are later than the life of Sir Thomas More. But they are an earlier form of theatre, and they do sort of conflate these three texts together in an interesting way. We were going to be doing a full performance of just one of those plays, Lusty Juventus. I realised we just didn't have time to do that. So we're going to be digging into the decisions that mostly Anthony Munday made in conflating different interlude plays into one to go inside the play of Sir Thomas More. And then we will close with a final panel discussion where we discuss, actually, is the play any good? We will spend 6 hours looking at the text and how it ended up being what it is. But then we will actually ask that question of, well, actually, what do you do with a play like this? And that's, in a sense, something we haven't fully planned yet, because until we actually do it and present and do the rest of the day, we won't necessarily have our fingers on the pulse as to how that works. It's a long form event, so it's all day on Sunday, but we finish around about dinner time, and there is a lovely pub downstairs. So if you want to book yourself some dinner as well, in fact, if you turn up before the show starts at 1, you could even, if you're really swift, get in there, get some lunch just before we start, and then stay for some dinner afterwards. So you can really bookend it with the pub downstairs. Tickets are now available at ticketsource.co.uk/beyondshakespeare. Links are in the show description. But there are very, very few tickets for this. This is a very small auditoria. We have a large cast, a lot of contributors. So even before we start, we've had to remove a reasonable number of tickets from sale just to fit us all in the room. So seriously, do book now, because I fully expect this to sell out long before we actually go up. So yeah, get in there swiftly, and we'd be delighted to see you. Of course, it will all be recorded for the podcast, so that will be 7 episodes of the podcast for you further down the line. Patrons will get that first. Early access from £3 tier will get the rough cuts of those almost immediately. Within a few months, all of those will have gone out to the patrons, and then edited versions go out to the wider public sometime after that. And as I say, hopefully I will then edit together all the takes from the live show and put together a composite version of the play so that you can enjoy Anthony Munday's and other people's version of the play of Sir Thomas More. So we will have further announcements about the Malone Society and their work. This is just to sort of say hello to them. Welcome to the podcast, and thank you so much for supporting what we do. Their contribution, by the way, for patrons listening, is very much about supplying us with these wonderful gifts that we can give out to the world. So please, if you'd like to support the work we are doing in a more financial fashion, then do please become a patron and support our work. Any donation helps. You can make a one-off donation at ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Anything at all makes a difference, because these events, especially an event like the Book of Sir Thomas More, is completely uneconomic and can only happen because of our patrons and the support you give us. So do get involved. Do join us. Subscribe for free if you don't have the wherewithal, which in these financial times I'm entirely understand, and just keep up to date, because we have a lot going on all the time, and we'd hate you to miss anything. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.